book of John, chapter 9.
我们在学习里呢，我们是在这次是在学圣经的约翰福音九章。
Okay, somebody needs an. I only have two. The price is really high now. Really high price. Josh, high price.
他说涨价了。涨价了啊！就剩两张了。涨价有了，有了，他们有了，他们有了，都有了，都有了。
Tell him you're too slow. Too slow. Okay. Oh, Linda. High price. High price.
I'm Uncle Victor.
What?
是什么？
啊、
credit card. Credit card.
Credit card. Okay.
Credit.
Yeah. We take no credit cards here. No. All cash. Morning, Roy. Okay. Let me pray first, and then I want to give an introduction to our study.
我们先做一个祷告，然后我们就开始介绍我们这个学习。
Okay. Our Father in heaven, thank you for another day of grace.
天上的父啊，谢谢您再给我们新的恩典里的一天。
We pray for all of the people who are affected by this coronavirus.
我们为一切因为这冠状病毒影响的人献上祷告。
We pray, Father, that there will be, this will stop. It will come to an end and not spread any further.
我们盼望这样的传染能够停止而不再扩张。
And for those who are sick, we pray that they will recover.
对于那些在病中的修。我们祷告求他们得医治。
We know that many of our friends here have relatives in Wuhan and other places where the virus is very, very much spread.
我们知道我们在座的很多人有亲人在武汉或者在其他受疫病影响的地区。
We pray that you will protect them during this time.
求您保护他们在这样的时刻。
So now we're about to study the Bible, the Word of God.
我们现在来一起翻开圣经，学习神的话。
And we know that we need you, your Spirit, to teach us this morning.
我们知道我们需要您，您的圣灵来教导我们。
So we ask help of the Lord.
我们求神的帮助。
And every person has a different need.
每一个人有不同的需要。
But you know every need, and you can meet the need of that person today.
你知道每个人的需要，你也能满足每个人的需要。
We ask these things in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen. Okay. So there are choice seats up here if you want to come.Okay, I'm going to ask a few questions just to help us review what we've been studying.
那我们问一些问题啊，帮助我们回顾在我们学习的时候。
How many books in the New Testament? How many?
新约有多少卷书呢
？You're so smart.
27.
27. If there are 66 books in the Bible, how many in the Old Testament?
如果旧约有一共有66卷书的话
，And the answer is
39.
39.
旧约就是39卷书。
Is your major in math?
Yes.
very good. Okay, who can tell me the first four books of the New Testament?
谁能告诉我新约的前四卷书的名字
？And you can cheat if you want to.
你可以翻哈。 马太、马可、马路加、约翰。
Okay, okay, very good, very good. Now, those four books in the New Testament basically all talk about one person. Who is that person?
那四个福音书呢，都在讲一个人，这人是谁呀？
Jesus, very good.
耶稣，很好。
When we read the book of Matthew, how does Matthew teach us, what does Matthew teach us about the Lord Jesus? He presents the Lord Jesus in a certain way. Do you know what way, basically, he presents?
当 马太讲到耶稣的时候呢，他是用什么角度来讲的？他是怎么来表达耶稣这个人
？King, okay, yes. He says the king is here and he's going to set up his kingdom.
他说王来了，要建立他的国度。
Okay. Then we come to the book of Mark.
然后我们来到马可。
How does Mark present the Lord Jesus?
那马可怎么讲耶稣的呢？
Right, servant. The Lord Jesus is called the servant king. The way Jesus said you get to the top is by going to the bottom.
那耶稣说呢，你升高啊，就是先降卑再升高。
The world says, if you want to get to the top, you climb over everybody, don't worry about them, get to the top, and everybody will serve you. That's what the world says.
世界告诉你升高的方式呢，是踩在别人肩膀上爬上去，不用管别人，你踏过一切人呢，你就是最高的。
But Jesus said, the way to success is to go to the bottom.
但是耶稣却告诉我们呢，你得着成功的方式是先降卑啊。
The principle is, if you humble yourself, make yourself low, God will raise you up.
原则就是你主动降卑的，神就被动让你升高。
So Jesus said, I did not come for everybody to serve me. I came to serve everybody.
所以耶稣说呢，我来不是来让别人服侍我，是我来服侍人的。
I want you to think about that one principle in the Bible, serving others. Think about that for a minute.
大家想一想这个原则，服侍他人。
What kind of a world would it be if everyone was trying to serve the other person?
那这样的世界会是怎么样呢？如果每一个人都努力在服侍他人。
It would be a great world.
是个很美的世界嘛。
Because today, the world says, it's all about me. I must win. I must be at the top. You must serve me. It's all backwards today.
因为世界今天告诉你都是反的，就想我，都要别人都来服侍我，都是这样。
So, Mark presents the Lord Jesus as the servant who will give his life a ransom for many.
耶稣在马可福音里的形象就是一个仆人，把自己的生命乃至都献上的仆人。
Okay, then we get to the Gospel of Luke, and Luke presents the Lord Jesus in what way?
那现在我们来到路加，那路加呢，是表达福音从哪个角度呢？
Person.
一个人
okay.
一个人
specifically, more than a person, he is a person, but he presents the Lord Jesus in his
son.
Okay, he does, but that's not the word I'm looking for.
Human.
His humanity.
就是他的人性了。
Jesus was born.Like and looked like other human beings, and so Luke presents him showing more of the character of his human part.
所以路加呢，在表达耶稣人性的一面。
Okay, welcome, welcome. Boy, we got the evening shift coming in now. Good, very good. Come in, come in. Okay, can anybody think of an example in the Gospel of Luke that shows the humanity of Jesus?
有谁能够告诉我这个家里哈，能够表达耶稣人性的段落经文吗？
Was Jesus ever hungry?
耶稣有没有饿啊？
Was he ever tired?
他有没有累呢？
Yeah. And so Luke shows us and gives us stories, even the Lord Jesus himself tells stories about his humanity. Now, let's remember something. He wasn't just an ordinary man.
那路加呢，也耶稣也这么说的，说到他的人性。那我要告诉大家，他不是一个普通的人。
Luke records for us in his gospel that Jesus was born of a virgin.
因为路加在他的记述里讲到呢，耶稣是从童女怀孕生的。
We can speak freely here today. We're all adults, right?
那我们今天都是成人啊，我们都是成年人。
Virgins don't have babies.
因为童女是不可能。
Do you understand that?
童女是不可能生孩子的。
Virgins do not have babies.
所以我们的逻辑里，童女是不可能生孩子。
It is impossible.
这是没有。
You can't have a baby if you're a virgin. You got to have a man, and you got to have a woman.
所以必须要有夫妻啊，要有男女才能生孩子。
But
但是。
One virgin had a baby without having another human man.
一个童女呢，在没有和另外一个男人结婚的前提下，她有了一个孩子。
One day, an angel came to a little girl.
一天呢，这个天使来到这个女孩面前。
Who was somewhere between the age of 13 and 16 years old, and told that little girl she was going to have a baby.
那时候的玛利亚呢，大概是
an angel did that.
13到16岁之间啊，然后天使告诉她呢，你会怀孕生儿子。
And she said, "That's impossible. I can't have a baby."
她说这不可能啊，我怎么能有一个孩子呢
？I've never slept with a man. There's been no man in my life ever. I can't have a baby.
她说。我的生命里都不认识任何一个男人啊，我怎么可能有孩子呢
？But the angel said, "Yes, you will have a baby."
天使说你会有。
And it's going to be a miracle.
这会是一个神迹。
It never happened before. It never happened again.
它前面没发生过，未来也不会再发生。
And we know that God performed a miracle, and that little girl called Mary, okay.She got pregnant, and she had a baby, and his name was called who? Jesus.
所以我们知道呢，这个神有了一个神迹，玛利亚怀孕生子，有了一个孩子，名叫耶稣。
Now watch. He was born like every other person, and he looked like every other person, but he was unlike every other person in many ways.
他和其他人一样类似的出生，也看起来像一个普通人，但是他和其他人都不一样。
It is very important that you understand the virgin birth. Very important.
非常非常重要，你要理解童女怀孕生子。
Because there was one man in the Garden of Eden who sinned, and the Bible says because of that sin was passed on to all men.
因为在伊甸园有一个人他犯罪了因此罪就进到了人里面
And that's the reason today and I don't mean to offend you but that's the reason today I know that everybody in this room has been born a sinner before God.
这也是为什么我们今天在座的每一位屋子里的每一位生来就是罪人
including me, all of us.
包括我，我们每一个人都是。
Okay. And the reason I know that you're a sinner is because your father was a sinner.
我怎么知道你生来是个罪人呢？因为你地上的父亲是个罪人。
And the reason I know your father was a sinner is because his father was a sinner.
那我怎么知道你地上的父亲是个罪人呢？因为他地上的父亲也是罪人。
And the reason that I know his father was a sinner is because his father was a sinner. The whole thing is passed down from one man, Adam.
继续往上倒呢，就会最终倒到那最初的那个男人亚当。
But Jesus wasn't born a sinner.
但是耶稣不是生来是个罪人。
Because he did not have an earthly father.
因为他没有一个地上的父亲。
It was a miraculous birth.
这是一个神迹的出生。
So, if you don't understand the virgin birth, then Jesus is just another person like me and you.
如果你不了解童女怀孕呢？那耶稣可能就像你我一样，一个普通人。
And he has no right to die on the cross for your sins because he would have sins of his own.
那他就没有权利为你我的罪呢死在十架上，因为他自己也有罪。
So it's very important to understand that Jesus was born of a virgin without another man.
所以这非常重要，知道耶稣是童女怀孕生的。他就没有另外一个男人的地上的父亲。
So you say, oh, Jesus was half man and half what?
那你会这么立刻说，哦，那耶稣那就是一半的人，一半的其他的。
Not half and half.
不是一半一半。
This is a mystery.
这是一个奥秘。
Because when we come to the Gospel of John, how does John describe the Lord Jesus.
我们来到约翰福音，约翰是怎么描述耶稣呢？
God.
他是神。
Oh. We got a man who is God.
哦，我们现在有个人，他是神。
And we got God who is man.
我们有一个神呢，他又是人。
You see, when Jesus was born, it was like God came from heaven and became a man. We call that incarnation.
那耶稣成为人的时候呢，是神来到地上啊，我们管这个叫道成肉身，成为一个人。
God did not cease to be God, but he became a man at the same time called Jesus.
神不再停止成为神，当他成为那完全人耶稣的时候，他依然还是神。
In the book of John, one of the reasons the religious people wanted to kill Jesus is because he made himself to be equal with God.
在约翰福音里我们看见的，宗教人士要杀耶稣一个很主要的原因之一呢，就是他使自己与神同等，自称与神同等。
And for the Jewish person, there's only one God, and you cannot be God too. You're an imposter. We will kill you. That's blasphemy.
所以对犹太人来说，这样的一个称呼呢，就是亵渎神啊！因为你只有一个神，所以你自称为神，我们就要打死你。
So I want you to think about these four Gospels.
所以我们现在可以想一想这四个福音书。
And I'll just illustrate for you. No, you're good. You can stay right there. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Okay. What I want you to think about is that each of the gospel writers talks about, gives us a bit of the character or the makeup of the Lord Jesus. We've already discussed it. Matthew says that Jesus is the king, right? And Mark says, no, he's not a king. He's a servant. He presents him as a servant. And Luke said, well, he's just a man, you know. And John says, no, he's not just a man. He's God. Okay, divine. Let me illustrate. Let's suppose the class is over, and we all are standing out on the front, and we witness an accident on, what is that, 16th Avenue out there.
所以我们假设呢，我回到这个福音书啊，四个福音书呢，它有四个不同的角度。那马太呢说他是个王，那马可说呢，不，他是一个仆人。那路加呢说不，他是个完全的人。约翰呢说不，他是个完全的神。那你说这怎么可能呢？他就举了个例子，他说假设呢，今天我们 查经完了，我们出这个门，那到十六街的路口呢，发现一个车祸。Are
we out on 16th now?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Didn't know where we were. So, it's an accident. Bang! Two cars bang into one another.
两个车呢撞到一起了。
So, I say to you, I say, what did you see? And you say, oh, I saw a guy going very fast, and he banged into the other car.
然后呢，我就说，我就问你，我说你看见什么？你说我看见一辆车，车速特别快，撞到了另一辆车。
So I said to you, what did you see? And you said, well, I saw the car in front, and they never put their signal light on to turn, but they stopped right in the middle of the road, and the other car banged right into them.
然后我就问另外一个人，我说你看见什么？他说我看见一辆车呢，他往转弯的时候他没有打灯，然后看见有辆车速很快的车把他给撞了。And
then so I asked Lily. I said, Lily, what did you see? And Lily says, I saw the first car. It wasn't turning at all. No signal light, but there was a ball, a kid's playing with a ball, and a ball rolled out in the road, and the car stopped, and then the car behind him hit that car.
然后我就问Lily呢，Lily说，那我看见的是这样，就是一个小孩呢把球呢玩到路上去，所以前面那辆车它并不是要转弯，它也没有打灯，但它刹车下来了以后，那辆车速很快的车就把它撞了。And
then I asked Lee, is it Lee? No, Lee? Okay, then I said to Lee, I said, Lee, what did you see? And Lee said, I didn't really see the accident, but I saw two little boys kicking a ball on the sidewalk.
然后我又问Lee呢，Lee说呢，我没有看见那个车祸，但是我看见两个小孩在路边踢球。
So what we do is we start taking all of the pieces of the story, and we start finding out what caused this accident? And everybody has a different view of the accident.
所以我们现在做呢，就是把所有这些都放在一起，我们就能看见什么是这辆这件车祸的完全的本相。So
we ask Matthew, what was Jesus like? And he told us. And then we ask Mark, and then we ask Luke, and then we ask John, and they all said, this is what I saw. Same person.
那我们就问了四个人，问了马太、马可、路加和约翰，他们都把自己看见的耶稣讲出来了。So
many of the stories in these gospels are almost the same, almost.
那很多的故事啊，在这四个福音书里呢，都几乎是一样的。But
one story will add information that another story doesn't give us. In other words, you might read in Matthew, he gives you a little bit. You read in Luke, he gives you a little more. You read in Mark, he gives you a little more. And you put all that together, and you have what I'm going to call a stereo view of Jesus.
那一个典型的故事，你可能看见马太是这么一点细节。 马可是那么一点细节，路加又加了一点细节，然后你把这些拼起来呢，我就管这个词叫什么，有你就有一个立体的影像，知道真实发生的事情。
Now, I want you to look in the very back of your Bible, the very back of your Bible.
圣经的最后。
And you might have something called a harmony of the Gospels. A harmony. If you have a study Bible, you will probably have something called a harmony of the Gospels.
就是可能会有一个附录啊，就是讲到四福音书的
Does anybody have that in their Bible? It's called a harmony of the gospel.
就是因为学习的圣经，学习版本的圣经会有。
Okay. If you have that in your Bible, the Bible teachers have taken these four gospels and took the life of Christ and started before he was born. And they call the footsteps of Jesus. So his whole life is in order. And then over on the side, it tells you who gave the order. Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, and all the references. It's a really good resource for you.
所以这是一个很好的参考的方式啊，就是作者会把他所有的耶稣的足迹都写出来，然后每一个福音书是哪一节经文讲到这个足迹的啊？它会这么样的一个对观啊，其实就是福音书的对观。
It is not in the Bible text. It's not in the Bible, but a lot of Bibles have it at the back, and they will include it as a study guide.
这是一个学习参考。
Okay.
不是圣经的原文，这是一个参考的书。
You see, for instance, if I were to say, I would like to know about Phoebe. I would like to know about her life. So I'm going to ask her mother, and I'm going to ask her grandmother, and I'm going to ask her aunts or her uncles, and I'm going to interview all of these people from the time she was born until right now. And I take all the information and I put it in order. Oh, mother said this and grandmother said that, and here it is, and here she is today, like her life in order.
那比方说，我要了解菲比这个人，我会问她的母亲、她的祖母啊、她的姑姑和其他人。那我把每一个人说的都写下来啊、然后放在一起呢，我们就能够看见一个整体呢，她到底是什么样。
My wife and I attended a Bible chapel in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario for 25 years.
那我太太和我呢，过去25年，我们在苏珊美瑞的一个圣经教会。
And the elders of that Bible chapel planned a Bible study every Sunday morning called the Footsteps of Jesus.
那个教会的长老呢？每个周日的早晨会做一个查经的课，叫耶稣的足迹。
对 ，and there were about five preachers who taught that study called the Footsteps of Jesus. Five of us.
有五个讲道人呢会在讲耶稣的足迹。
And so step by step by step. We watched the Lord Jesus from the time he was born until the time he ascended back into heaven after his crucifixion.
那我们是从他出生一直到他复活升天，我们是一步一步查考。
Every Sunday morning, that was what we did. We followed the footsteps of Jesus.
每一天，每个星期天的早晨，这就是我们做的，跟随耶稣的足迹。
It took us 3.5 years to do that.
我们做了三年半做完。
It was probably the best Bible study I was ever involved in.
那可能是我最好参加的最好的圣经学习课。
Because we got to know the Lord Jesus.
因为这样我们就认识耶稣基督。
Every step, every word, every miracle, everything.
每一步，每一句话，每一个神迹，所有的东西。
So if you don't know the Lord Jesus yet, I recommend you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John over and over and over, and you will get to know Jesus and what he's done for you.
如果你还不认识耶稣呢，我建议你就读这四个福音书，一遍一遍，一遍一遍的读，你就会知道他是谁。
Okay. Now, our study for these morning sessions on Thursday, we're taking one chapter in the Gospel of John. It is chapter 9, and I hope you have a Bible. And we've been studying, I think this might be our fourth session on, or third at least, on John, chapter 9. And this is a segment. It is a little part of the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just hours, really. The chapter deals with a certain man and certain people, and we're trying to tell that story and see what we can learn about the Lord Jesus from John chapter 9.
那我们约翰福音的九章啊，是我们周四上午的一个学习啊，这是一个部分。从一部分的耶稣的生平里的一部分，他碰到的一些人、一些事呢，我们来看见他的，就看查考耶稣的一个角度。
Maybe you have an outline that looks like this.
这是这张单张啊，我们刚才发的。
Turn over on the back of that and look at the words in red. The key to the lesson.
那翻过来，我们看见最后那红字啊，这个教导的关键。
The key to the lesson, okay? Now, we're going to read the key again this morning.
那今天早晨呢，我们还会再读。
The last verse.
这个关键。
Verse 41.
这是一节。
I'm going to read it and then Long's going to translate it. Verse 41. Jesus said to them, "If you were blind,You would have no sin. But now you say, we see. Therefore, your sin remains."
耶稣对他们说，你们若瞎了眼就没有罪了，但如今你们说我们能看见，所以你们的罪还在。
Now, that verse makes no sense if you just read it by itself.
就如果你只读这一段话呢，本身没有任何逻辑。
If you were to take a university course, and in that course you have a textbook, and let's say the course is on physics, and you have a textbook. So you said, well, I want to know what physics is all about, so...You just open up your physics book and just go, let me see what physics is all about. So I open it up and I go, here's a sentence. I'll just read this sentence right here. And you go, I don't know what that means. That makes no sense to me.
如果你现在在大学，你学一门课，物理课，然后你有一本教材，然后你说呢，我想了解一下物理到底什么意思，然后你把这本书翻开。随便翻到一页，你读一句话，说这完全不能不合理啊，我都不懂了。
Well, it doesn't matter what language the book is written in. You can't open the book, read one sentence, and know what that sentence means. You got to know about the context, what the book is about, how it builds on each page, and Then you can maybe understand the sentence.
所以呢，不管你是用什么语言写的，重要的是你不能单独抽出一句，你总得回到上下文，它是怎么来到这句话的，你才能明白这句话想说什么意思。
So that principle is called interpretation. And if you're going to interpret any kind of literature, you can't just read one sentence. and understand it. You have to read what is before it or after it or around it.
所以理解任何的经文，这都是一个重要的原则。你不能抽出一句把自己的意思加上去，你总是要在上下文里才能把意思解出来，这是解经原则。
So if we start reading in John chapter 9 and read verse 1 through verse 41, perhaps then we will begin to understand what is the key. What does verse 41 really mean?
所以如果我们从约翰福音九章一节开始读到四十一节，我们可能就能明白这关键这句经文什么意思。
So guess what we do every Thursday? We read John chapter 9.
Yes.
And we're going to do it again.
好，那我们怎么办呢？我们再读一遍约翰福音九章啊，一节一节读。
Okay. We're going to read around. If you don't want to read, it's okay. You do not have to read. You just remain silent.Or say next or something. It's okay, don't worry. But if you can read and you want to read, then everybody will read a verse.
一人一节啊，不是必须要读。如果你不想读呢，就跳过去啊。我们顺序来，一人一节啊。耶稣过去的时候，看见一个人生来是瞎眼的。
门徒问耶稣说：“拉比，这人生来是瞎眼的，是谁犯了罪？是这人呢？是他父母呢？”
耶稣回答说。也不是这人犯了罪，也不是他父母犯了罪，是要在他身上显出神的作为来。
趁着白日，我们必须做拿差我来者的工，黑夜将到，就没有人能做工了。
我在世上的时候是世上的光。
耶稣说了这话，就吐唾沫在地上，用唾沫和泥抹在瞎子的眼睛上，对他说，你往希罗亚池子里去洗。希罗亚翻出来就是奉差遣，他去一洗，回头就看见了。
他的邻舍和那妇常见他是讨饭的，就说这不是那从前坐着讨饭的人吗？
有人说是他，有人说不是，去笑他。他弟说是我。
他们对他说：“你的眼睛是怎么开的呢？”
他回答说：“有一个人名叫耶稣。”他和你摸我的眼睛，对我说：“你往希罗亚池子去洗。”我去一洗就看见。
他们说那个人在哪里？他说我不知道。
他们把从前瞎眼的人带到法利赛人那里。
耶稣和你开他眼睛的日子是安息日。
法利赛人也问他是怎么得看见的。瞎子对他们说。他把泥摸在我的眼睛上，我去一洗就看见。
法利赛人中有的说，这个人不是从神来的，因为他不守安息日。又有人说，一个罪人怎么行这样的神迹呢？他们就起了纷争。
他们又对瞎子说，他既然开了你的眼睛，你说他是怎样的人呢？他说是个先知。
犹太人不信他从前是瞎眼，后来能看见的。等到叫了他的父母来，
问他们说，这是你们的儿子吗？你们说他生来是瞎眼的，如今怎么能看见了呢？
他父母回答说，他是我们的儿子，生来就瞎眼，这是我们知道的。
至于他如今怎么能看见，我们却不知道是谁开了他的眼睛，我们也不知道。他已经成了人，你们可以问他吧，他自己必能说。
他父母说这话是怕犹太人，因为犹太人已经商议定了，若有人认耶稣是基督的，要把他赶出会堂。
因此他父母说他已经成了人，你们问他吧。
所以法利赛人第二次叫了那从前瞎眼的人来，对他说，你该将荣耀归给神，我们知道这人是个罪人。
他说他是个罪人，不是我不知道，有一件事我知道，从前我是眼瞎的，如今能看见了。
他们就问他说，他向你做什么？是怎么开了你的眼睛呢？
他回答说，我方才告诉你们，你们不听，为什么又要听呢？莫非你们也要做他的门徒吗？
他们就骂他说，你是他的门徒，我们是摩西的门徒。
神对摩西说话是我们知道的，只是这个人我们不知道他从哪里来。
那人回答说，他开了我的眼睛，你们竟不知道他从哪里来，这真是奇怪。
我们知道神不听罪人，唯有敬奉神，遵循他旨意的人才称道。
从创世以来，未曾听见有人把生来是瞎子的眼睛开。
这人若不是从神来的，什么也不能做。
他们回答说，你传来正在罪孽中，还要教训我们吗？于是把他赶出去。
耶稣听说他们把他赶出去，后来遇见他，就说，你信神的儿子吗？
他回答说，主啊，谁是神的儿子，叫我信他呢？
耶稣说，你已经看见他，现在和你说话的就是他。
他说，主啊，我信，就拜耶稣。耶稣说，我为审判到这世上来，叫不能看见的可以看见，能看见的反瞎了眼。
同他在那里的法利赛人听见这话，就说，难道我们也瞎了眼吗？
耶稣对他们说，你们若瞎了眼，就没有了罪，但如今你们说我们能看见，所以你们的罪还在。
Okay, thank you. Now, you notice your outline, okay? So when we start to study, and we've already been going through this, but when we start to study, you want to ask yourself some questions.
所以你们看这个单章啊，当我们开始问开始学习的时候，我们会问自己一些问题。
The first thing that we looked at is what places.Are mentioned in the story.
第一个我们要问的呢，就是到底哪些地方提到了。
And we suggested that there were four places that are mentioned: the temple, the world, the pool of Siloam, and the synagogue.
四个地方：圣殿、世界、希罗亚池子和会堂。
And then we ask ourselves the question.Who are the people that are mentioned in the story?
那紧跟着呢，我们来看见了谁是提到的一些人。
We need more coffee?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I have more.
No, I don't think so.
I can make a coffee.
那我的
对象。Take one that's not written on. Okay.And bring your copies back next week, okay? Okay, so then we're talking about people who are mentioned. So we went through the whole story, all 41 verses, and we made a list of people who are mentioned in the story.
所以我们41节呢，就一共41节，我们列了一些单子，就是提到的这些人。
And you can see on your list who the people are.
所以你会看见在这个单子上谁是这些人。
Last week we talked about on verse 13 the Pharisees, and verse 17 the prophets, and that's where we finished last week.
上一周呢，我们谈见了看见了十三节的法利赛人和十七章的先知。
So I'm going to do a little bit of review, and I'm going to ask you the question, can anybody give me the character or a brief definition of a Pharisee?
我们做一点小回顾，问大家一个问题，谁能告诉我什么是法利赛人？
Anybody remember? Pharisees. Pharisees?
Yeah. Hypocrite.
Okay, hypocrites, yes, they were hypocrites. Jesus himself said, you hypocrite. And then we had to ask ourselves the question, what is a hypocrite?
那什么是假冒伪善，表里不一。 Religious leaders.
They are religious. Is every religious leader a hypocrite?
No,
they
were
Okay. They are religious leaders.
不是。
And they are hypocrites.
他们也是假冒伪善。
But what is a hypocrite? What does a hypocrite do?
那假冒伪善的人做什么呢？
Different. Okay. Okay. A person who says one thing and does something else.
就是说一套做一套的人。
Or pretends to be this person, but they're really not that person.
假装是一种人，但其实不是的。
Or they tell you what you should do, but they won't do it.
他告诉你应该做什么，但他自己不做的。
One day Jesus said to the Pharisees, before you take the speck out of this man's eye, you have to take the log out of your own eye.
耶稣有一次对他们说呢，他说在你拔出，你要先拔自己眼中的梁木啊，才能看清对方眼里的刺。
How are you going to help someone if you need help yourself? You can't do that.
所以其实我们是自己需要帮助啊，我们总是觉得我要去帮助别人。
But the Pharisee says, I don't have any logs in my eye. I don't have anything wrong with me.
法利赛人呢，觉得我里面没有什么梁木，我自己没有什么错。
So they always like to stand in public, and they always like to pray long prayers, and they always like everybody to hear them and pretend that they are very, very spiritual.
那他总是喜欢呢，在公众面前做很长的祷告，大家都听见，总是喜欢显得他非常属灵。
They were the most religious people in Jesus' day.
他是在耶稣时代。最宗教化的一群人。
They are at the top of the teachers and religious people called Pharisees.
他不是宗教阶层的顶层啊，所以叫法利赛人。
I heard one person say, I remember the character of a Pharisee by their name.
有一次有人说呢，我记得。法利赛人的特点是根据他们的名字来记的。
I said, what do you mean by that?
我说呢，那这个什么意思？
He said, they're not fair, you see.
他们不公平啊，你看。Pharisee.
Pharisee.
Not fair, you see.
They're not fair, you see.
他们一点都不公平，你看见了吗？他们
So you can remember Pharisee. And Jesus had the most problem with them.
所以耶稣跟他们的冲突是最激烈的。
And Jesus never spoke to the common people like the way he spoke to these religious Pharisees.
耶稣对普通人的态度啊，和对法利赛人的态度是完全不一样的。
He said, "You come from the family of snakes."
他说你们是毒蛇的种，是对法利赛人说。
You are corrupt. You are evil.
你们是邪恶的，败坏的。
You are hypocrites.
你们是假冒伪善的。
He really spoke very sternly against.
他讲的话都很严厉呀。
Okay, so that was the Pharisee. What's the prophet? What is the prophet? Who is the prophet?
先知是谁呀？
Anybody else need a copy? Roy's got an extra copy.
先知。
Okay, what does a prophet do?
先知做什么？
Okay, a prophet does two things. He can tell what's going to happen in the future, and he also speaks to the people for God.
所以先知呢说两做两件事情，他既呢可以预测未来的事啊，也可以在现在传讲神的话。
One of the great examples is Moses in the Old Testament.
那最好的例子就是摩西在旧约。
And God said, Moses, go tell the people.
神说摩西，你去做告诉人这样。
And so God would give Moses instructions, then Moses went and told the people. So in that sense, that's what a prophet does too.
神给摩西命令，摩西就去做。
Okay. So in our story, who is the prophet in our story?
在我们的故事里，谁是先知啊？
Yeah. The blind man said so, right? Verse 17. Now, I want you to notice something about verse 11. The blind man was asked the question, how did you get healed? Who opened your eyes? That was the question in verse 10.
第十节呢，他们问这个瞎子，你的眼睛是怎么开的？
In verse 11, he said, a man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes.
十一节他回答，有一个人名叫耶稣，他开了我的眼。
Make a little note of that, and I'll show you why.
把这个点记一下，我要告诉你为什么。
In verse 17,
然后你跳到17节。
They had asked him again, the same man, what do you say about this man that opened your eyes. In verse 17, he said, he's a prophet.
17节呢，又有人问同样的问题，这时候他的回答说，他是个先知。
First time he said he's a man. Now he says he's a prophet.
他说耶稣是个人，第二次他说他是个先知。
Then look at verse 33. And he makes another reference here. He said, if this man were not from God, he could do nothing. So he said he's a man, he is a prophet, and he's from God.
33节说呢，这也是瞎子说的，这个，他说这人若不是从神来的，什么也不能做，所以他是个人。他是个先知，他是从神来的。
And in verse 38, the same man addressed Jesus and called him Lord.
所以三十八节呢，他说主啊，所以说他管耶稣叫主。
So this is a very interesting progression in the story.
所以这个故事，这是一个很有意思的递进呢。
Now remember, this man was blind, so he never ever saw Jesus before.
所以你记得他是一个瞎子，所以他从来没有。
He didn't see anybody actually before.
他其实在地上什么人也没有见过。
So once his eyes were opened and he was questioned, he said he was a man, he was a prophet, he is from God, and he is Lord.
所以当他看见了以后呢，他说他是个人。他是个先知，他从神来，他是我的主。
Now, I want you to think about your own relationship to Jesus for a minute.
我让你想想你自己和耶稣的关系。
Matter of fact, think about that for the next 30 minutes, because it's time for a break, right?
所以他说想一想，不是想一分钟，想三十分钟，因为我们要休息一下。
And we'll pick up after the break, thinking about your relationship to Jesus.
我们过半个小时，我们再来看我们和神的关系。
Okay, Father, thank you for our first part of our study, and for the break to enjoy these.Refreshments, and we want to thank you in Jesus' name.
父啊，谢谢您为了前半段的学习和一会儿的饮食，感恩奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen. We'll take a half hour break. Our last session for today.
我们开始下一场。
One announcement to make. I think I can make the announcement about the ladies' study.
Yes.
Most of you probably know, but at 1 o'clock, right here, there's going to be a ladies' Bible study, and my wife Anne is going to lead that study. this afternoon. So if any of you ladies have the opportunity to come, the study is going to center around a woman's role in the Bible, a mother, a wife, raising your children, keeping your home, what God says about that in the scriptures.
那今天开始呢，下午一点呢，我们会有一个专门给姊妹的圣经学习，那是由 Anne 姊妹带领。那这个学习的内容呢，会是集中在圣经里姊妹的位置，以及呢如何成为一个好的妻子、好的母亲，如何教养孩子，如何维持家，很多圣经的相关的和姊妹相关的内容。
The text, the main text is going to be from the book of Titus, chapter 2.
那主要的经文是提多书的二章啊，到时候会从提多书二章来讲。
Don't look that up right now.
现在不要看，现在不要翻啊。姊妹，专门给姊妹的，下午一点。
Okay, let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, you are so kind to us to give us another opportunity to open your word.
父啊，您如此的有恩典，让我们再有机会翻开您的话。
And we open the Bible without fear today of our government or the people around us.
父啊，我们打开这圣经，我们不害怕地上的政府和人。
We thank you that we are allowed by our government to have Bible studies and prayer and worship.
我们谢谢您是现在地上政府允许我们查考您的话语，学习您的圣经。
So we are instructed by the Word of God to pray for those in authority over us.
圣经也告诉我们要为在上掌权的祷告。
So we pray for our Prime Minister and all of his cabinet and those in authority over us today.
我们也今天为我们的总理和他的内阁献上祈求。
We pray that they might trust the Lord Jesus as their Savior.
我们盼望加拿大的总理和内阁也能够接受基督成为他们的救主。
And we pray that we might lead a quiet and peaceable life.
那我们能够被带领有一个安静平和的生活。
In Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, at the break, I ask you to think about your relationship to Jesus Christ.
在休息前呢，我要你们想一想你和耶稣基督的关系。
In the story of the blind man in John chapter 9, he learned more and more about the Lord Jesus.
在约翰福音九章呢，这瞎子呢，他一直在学习关于耶稣基督。
I can remember maybe two or three years ago, something like that. I can remember asking someone here at 16th, do you know about the Lord Jesus? And they said, no, I don't know who is that. Who is Jesus?
我能记得两三年前我来十六街的时候，我问一些人说，你知道耶稣基督吗？他们说我不知道。
So this person did not know anything about the Lord Jesus, and so they were coming to the Bible studies to learn about God's Son, the Lord Jesus.
所以他们就来到我们的圣经学习呢，来学有关耶稣基督的知识和道理。
So this is a good place to learn about the Lord Jesus.
这是个非常好的地方啊，让你来学习耶稣。
Because everything that we teach and preach is concerning Him, the Lord Jesus.
因为我们所讲的都是关于他耶稣基督。
The Bible, God's Word, has one theme about one person. It's Jesus.
圣经只有一个主题，也是一个人，就是耶稣基督。
So in the Old Testament, there are examples and pictures and prophecies saying Jesus is coming. He is coming.
旧约呢有预表，有影子，有指向，预言说耶稣要来。
Does anybody remember the first prophecy talking about Jesus is going to come? In the Old Testament, the first one.
谁还记得第一个预言啊？说耶稣要来的，在旧约里是哪一个经文
？Okay, anybody? Genesis chapter 3. Let's look at it briefly.
就是创世纪的三章啊。Son of the
Yeah. Verse 15.
十五节
Genesis 3 and 15.
三章十五节
In reference to the serpent, that is to Satan, in verse 15, God says, I will put enmity, that is conflict, war, between you, serpent, Satan, and between the woman, and between your seed and her seed, he shall bruise your head, that is, the seed of the woman shall bruise the head of the seed of the serpent, and you, serpent, shall bruise his heel.
十五节，我又要叫你和女人彼此为仇，这是在讲蛇。你的后裔和女人的后裔也要彼此为仇。女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。
So, in other words, there is coming a time when the woman is going to bear a child, and that child is going to destroy Satan and his influence.
所以会有一个时候呢，女人会生一个后裔，那这个孩子呢会败坏、打败撒旦的权柄。
We believe that this is the first reference in the Bible talking about the coming of the Lord Jesus.
我们相信这是圣经里第一次提到耶稣基督要来的预言。
Now I'm going to show you a New Testament reference.Hold your hand here because we'll come back. But let me show you a New Testament book of Galatians.
Chapter 4. Galatians 4, 新约第四章
Chapter
4. New Testament, Galatians. Galatians, 加
拉太书 Chapter
4. 加拉太书四章
And verse
4. 四节。
Galatians 4 and verse 4. But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, under the law,To redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons.
及至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下，要把律法以下的人都赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。
Now here is something very interesting. In Genesis 3 and 15,which was in the Old Testament, and between Galatians chapter 4 and verse 4, are you ready for this? 4,000 years.
从创世纪三章十五节到加拉太书四章四节，过去了四千年。
That's a long time to wait on a promise.
那这是一个非常长的时间啊，要等这么一个应许。
But the seed of the woman came at just the right time, in God's time, in the fullness of time.
所以这里四章四节说，时候满足啊，在神的时间表里，耶稣来的时间正正好，虽然在人看来过了四千年。
Okay, now go back to Genesis. Let's look at that just for a second.
我们回到创世纪。
So there's going to be a great war between God and between Satan.
所以在神和撒旦之间呢
，conflict, okay,
大战，会有一场征战。
And that is going to be acted out in time between the human race.And Satan and his angels.
所以这是在时间里呢，人和撒旦堕落的天使会和神有一场征战。
The promise is the seed of the woman is going to bruise the head of the seed of the serpent.
那这应许呢，就是人的后裔，女人的后裔呢，会击伤蛇的头。
And the seed of the serpent is going to bruise the heel of the seed of the woman.
蛇的后裔呢会击伤女人后裔的脚跟。
Now, let's suppose I have a pistol, a gun.
假设我有一把枪。
And I shot you in the foot.
我把你的脚打了一枪。
You think that would hurt?
痛不痛啊
that would really hurt.
真的很痛。
But if you could get medical help, it would not kill you.
但如果你能找到及时医疗的帮助，你不会死的。
If I took that pistol and I shot you in the head, you think that would hurt? It wouldn't hurt. You'd be dead.You wouldn't even hear the noise.
那如果我把枪呢放在你头上打一枪，会痛吗？不会痛，因为你会死的，你听就听都听不见了。
So the head blow is death. The heel is a wound, not death.
所以击伤头是致死的，击伤脚跟呢只是一个伤。
First.New Testament now, 1 John, not Gospel of John, 1 John,
新约的约翰一书，启示录前面。
Wish I had my old Bible. Chapter 3, I think.
约翰一书三章。
Chapter 3, verse 8.
三章八节。
He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil.
犯罪的是属魔鬼，因为魔鬼从起初就犯罪。神的儿子显出来，为要除灭魔鬼的作为。
So, someone has said, okay, Jesus came in the world to save sinners, right?
所以有人说呢，耶稣来是来救罪人，对不对？
Yeah, he did. But he's also come into the world to destroy the devil.
但他来也是来毁败坏魔鬼的。
So the question is, how does Jesus destroy the devil? How does he give the head blow to the devil?
那问题是他怎么毁灭魔鬼呢？给他致命一击呢？
By dying on the cross and raising again the third day.
死在十架三天后复活。
Okay. The enemy wants us to be separated from God forever and ever, and so the devil promotes death and separation.
撒旦的魔鬼希望我们和他永远在一起，所以他总是推动人去选择死亡和分离。
Jesus offers life and forgiveness and eternal life.
耶稣却提供人呢永恒的生命。
Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life."
耶稣说呢，复活在我，生命在我。
Whoever believes in me shall never die.
信我的就必不是死。
And who lives and believes in me, how does that go? Who, hang on, I'll get it.
John 12.
11.
John 11.
I'll read it for you. He who believes in me, though he were dead, he shall live. Verse 26, whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. That's John 11, 25, 26.
原文是这样的，约翰福音11章25节说，耶稣对他说，复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活，凡活着信我的人必永远不死。
Okay, so watch this. Jesus said, if you believe in me, even if you die, you will live. Okay, but then he said,If you're living and you believe in me, then you will never die.
你死了，你活着信我的就永远不死，虽然死了也必复活。
We'll talk about that sometime, but that's got a lot to do with the rapture, the dead in Christ and those who are alive. But nevertheless, resurrection power destroys the work of the devil.
所以这里讲到很多背题的内容，我们先撇开不讲，但这里也讲了一个很重要的概念，就是复活的能力败坏了魔鬼的权势。
Okay, now we got to ask ourselves this question. Is the devil dead today? Is he dead? Is he inactive today?
那魔鬼今天死了吗？是不是今天就没有他没有力量了吗？
No, he is not.
当然没有，他还在。
No. But Jesus has already won the victory when he rose from the dead. The victory is already the Lord Jesus.
那耶稣已经赢了，因为他从死里复活了。
And the devil probably thought he won when they crucified Jesus, but it wasn't the head blow, it was only the heel wound, and Jesus rose from the dead.
所以当魔鬼呢，他们要钉耶稣十架的时候呢，他们以为他们赢了，实际他们只是击伤的是人子的脚跟呢。
But the scriptures tell us there is coming a day when God is going to take the devil and his angels and cast them into the lake of fire forever and ever.
圣经告诉我们呢，神会有那么一天会把魔鬼和他的后裔都丢到火湖里啊，永永远远。
That is because God is more powerful, the devil will not win.And ultimately, all who follow Jesus will be with Jesus in heaven, and all who reject him will be with the devil in hell forever.
所以神是已经得胜，一切信靠耶稣基督的呢，都会在天堂与他在永远在一起。那一切拒绝他的呢，就会在地狱与魔鬼永远在一起。
And that's why we...Tell people you need to be saved. You need to trust Jesus.
这是为什么我们要告诉人你要得救啊，你要相信基督啊。
You can only do that when you are alive. You can't do that after you die.
你只能在活着的时候才能做这件事，死了以后就做不了。
The Bible says there's going to be death, and then there's going to be judgment.
因为圣经说人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
Not another chance. You don't get another chance.
再没有另外一个
机会。You go one time in life, and you must get it right while you are alive.
所以我们还活着的时候，是我们还有机会的时候。
Okay, let's go back to John chapter 9.
我们再看约翰福音的九章。
I have put on the whiteboard behind us what we read.About what the black man, the blind man, I met myself coming from a meeting, you know. Anyhow, some of you get that later.
那他说呢，这是这个生来瞎眼的瞎子啊，在黑板上他把他一个认识的递进过程写下来。
There's a progression of understanding in this, whatever that is.
就他的理瞎子的理解是不停的往前进的。
Okay. First of all, the blind man said he was a man, and then he said he was a prophet, and then he said he comes from God, and then he said he was Lord. And I ask you, what is your relationship to Jesus? Where in the list do you think you are?
那我就问你们呢，你们是在哪一个阶段啊？他的阶段是不停的往前进的。
When I was a boy living in Mississippi, my family went to church every Sunday.
我生长在密西西比，我小时候呢，全家每天都去教会。
And I learned about God and about Jesus.
我也知道神、基督都知道。
But my understanding was very limited.
但我的理解非常有限。
I thought, well, Jesus was a good man. He did some good things.
那我想呢，耶稣是个好人，做了一些好事。
That's about all I knew.
这就是我知道的全部了。
I might remember that he died on a cross, but I did not know why.
我可能记得他死在十架上了，我就是不知道为什么。
And I might have heard he died for the sins of the world, but I'm not the world, I'm just one person.
那我也许听见过他为世人死了，但是我觉得我又不是世人，我就是一个人而已。
I never considered that he was a prophet.
我也从来没想过他是个先知。
Now remember, a prophet is someone who speaks to the people for God.
要记得啊，先知就是为神传话的人。
One of the disciples asked Jesus one time, "Can you show us the Father?"
有一次门徒问耶稣，你能把父显给我们看吗？
And Jesus said, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father.
耶稣说呢，你看见我就看见了父。
Okay. So, Jesus came in the world to show us who God is and what God's message is for us.
那耶稣来到世上呢，告诉我们谁是神，那神传给我们的信息是什么。
So he went from a man, the blind man said, he's a man, and he said, he's a prophet, I think he tells us what God wants us to know.
所以第二步呢，那个瞎子说，哎，他不但是个人，他还是个先知，他告诉我们关于神的事。
And when the crowd kept saying to the blind man, what do you know about him? What do you know about him? He said, look, nobody could do these miracles if he was not from God.
然后当大家围着他的时候，他又说呢，哎呦，这人若不从神来啊，他做不了这些。
Did you know that there is nobody in the universe that could die on a cross for you and pay the penalty of your sins? Except one, and his name is Jesus, the only one that can do that.
你知道这世界没有一个人能为你的罪死在十架上，啊，除了耶稣，他是唯一可以做的。
Why couldn't I die on a cross for you?
为什么我不能为你的罪死在十架上？
Why couldn't I do that so that your sins could be forgiven?
为什么我不能为你做，以至于你能罪得赦免呢？
Because I got sins in my own life.
因为我的生命里也有罪啊。
I got to pay for my own sins. I can't pay for her sins or your sins. I can't
我自己
要受什么啊? be the substitute for you. I got sins myself.
不能成为你的替代，因为我也要受审判，我也是个罪人。
Who is the only one that can die for you? The only one.
谁是唯一一个可以为你死的？唯一。
Jesus.
只有耶稣。
Why?
为什么？
Why is he the only one?
为什么他是唯一的？
No sin.
因为他里面没有罪。
Remember, born of a virgin.
因为他是。
Doesn't have the sin of mankind on him.
他是童女怀孕的，所以他没有从人传下来的亚当传下来的罪性。
But God, God treated Jesus like he was a sinner.
但神却对待耶稣呢，就像耶稣是个罪人一样。
He wasn't a sinner, but God treated him like he was a sinner.
但神对他像一个罪人，虽然他不是。
So when Jesus died on the cross, what happened? Do you remember what happened when he died on the cross?
所以当耶稣死在十架上的时候
，A lot of things happened.
发生什么了？很多。
Tell me one thing that happened when Jesus died on the cross.
告诉我一件事，他在十架上发生的。
Darkness.
黑暗。
Okay, 3 hours.
三个小时。
From 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the whole land is darkness.
中午十二点到下午三点的全地都是黑暗的。
Okay. So.What is God showing us when Jesus dies on the cross?
那耶稣死在十架上，神要告诉我们什么呢？
What did Jesus say when he was on the cross? Do you remember?
他在十字架上他说什么？
Said lots of things. Said seven things.
他讲了七个句话啊。
But one, he said, "My God, my God."Why have you forsaken me?
他第四句他说呢，我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
You know why?
你知道为什么吗？
What does sin do?
罪会带来什么？
Separate from God.
就是分离嘛。
So Jesus became sin for you.
耶稣为你自己成为罪。
So then he was separated from God for you.
然后呢，他就与神呢，为了你呢，被分开了。
If you want to know what sin does, watch what happened to Jesus.
你要看罪会带来什么后果，你看耶稣在十字架上，你看。
My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
他说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
That word forsaken, someone suggests it is the saddest word in any language.
离弃这个词啊，有人说过是所有语言里啊，各种语言里最糟糕的一个词。
It means to abandon someone you love under hostile circumstances.
他是说呢，你放弃一个你爱的人啊，在一个很有敌意的环境里，在一个困境里。
If your relative or your close friend or your wife or someone you love, if you saw them drowning, you wouldn't just walk away and let them drown. You would try to help them.
如果你看见你所爱的一个人，他在快溺水了，你不会离开，你要把他拽出来。
If someone was in a house and it was on fire.And you wouldn't just leave them in the house to burn up. You would say, "I've got to do something to help this person."
如果有人在房子里，这房子着火了，你不会把他留在那。你说我一定要做什么把他救出来。
Well, God saw Jesus dying on the cross. He became sin. God did not help.
然后耶稣在十架上为我们成为罪受审判的时候呢，神没有救他，神离弃他了，神不管。
Because if Jesus does not pay for your sins, you cannot be forgiven any other way.
如果你耶稣不为你的罪啊付上这代价，你是不可能得着赦免的，没有可能。
I have three children.And some of you know we have, 15 grandchildren.
然后他说他有三个儿女哈，然后呢，他说呢我有15个孙子辈儿。
And I would never, if I saw any of my children or my grandchildren in a dangerous situation, I would never leave them. I would die trying to rescue them.
那我的孙子辈任何有困难在危险的环境里，我不会把他丢下，我一定去救他。
But God walked away from Jesus that day and did not help him.
但是神那一天没有帮耶稣离开他。
See? Because God's plan was to send his son into the world to be the savior of the world, and that's the only way they can do it. That's how much God loves you, and that's how much Jesus loves you.
但是神的旨意是把他的独生子拆到地上，为我们的罪付上代价，死在十字架上，这就显明神有多爱你，耶稣有多爱你。
So when the blind man said, well, he's just a man, he thought, no, wait, he's a prophet. No, wait, he's got to be from God. No man could do what he does unless he's from God.
这个瞎子呢说、嗯、他是个人、不对，等一会儿，他是个先知，又等一会儿，他一定是从神差来的。
So we learned this morning that Jesus is a man, but he is also God.
对，今天早上我们意识到呢，耶稣是个人，但他同时也是神。
We learned this morning that he does tell us what God wants us to know.
但今天早上我们也知道，他也想告诉我们神想让我们知道的事。
And we know that he is sent from God to be the savior of the world. He's from God.
我们知道他是被神差来
the son of God.
成为神世界世人的救主啊，人子。
So the last thing the blind man said, he is Lord.
最后这个瞎子说他是主。
I want to read that with you. Look in verse 35. John 9 and verse 35.
约翰九章三十五。
Jesus heard that they had cast him out. Now this is the blind man, okay? We're going to get into this story. Don't worry. We'll get into it. But right now, they had kicked the blind man out of the synagogue. So Jesus heard that they had cast him out, verse 35, and when he, Jesus, had found him, Jesus said to him, do you believe in the Son of God? And he answered and said, who is he, Lord, that I might believe in him? Jesus said to him, you have both seen him, and it is he who is talking with you. Then he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him.
耶稣听说他们把他，也就是瞎子赶出去，后来遇见他，就说，你信神的儿子吗？他回答说，主啊，谁是神的儿子，叫我信他呢？耶稣说，你已经看见他，现在和你说话的就是他。他说，主啊，我信，就拜耶稣。
See, the blind man is really honest. Isn't he? Really honest.
是非常诚实的。
If you ever become a Christian, you're going to have to be really honest.
当你成为基督徒以后啊，你会变得非常诚实。
You're going to have to be honest with God.
因为你要对神诚实。
You're going to have to say, I didn't know you, but I'm learning about you, and I want to know you. And then one day you will say, I believe in Jesus too, and then you can worship him, not before.
那你会跟神说呢，我不认识你，但我想认识你。有一天呢，你会知道，哦，我现在知道耶稣了，我愿意接受他，我要敬拜他，而不是在这之前。
Do you know what the most common name the disciples used in the New Testament for Jesus?
你知道门徒们啊最多用的在新约里用的词是什么
？Lord Jesus Christ，
主耶稣基督。
Three，
三个。
Lord Jesus Christ，
主 耶稣基督。
Now, some people say, I just want Jesus. That's all, I just want Jesus.
有的人说，我就是想要耶稣。
And they talk about Jesus like he's the guy that lives next door. He's my buddy.
那他们谈话里的基督耶稣呢，就像他隔壁邻居，他的哥们一样。
That's not the Jesus of the Bible.
这不是圣经里的耶稣。
He's the Lord Jesus Christ.
他是主耶稣基督。
If you call somebody Lord, what are you saying?
你管一个人叫主，你在说什么呢？
Master,
主人。
Anything else?
还有什么？
The boss, you're the boss.
对，老板，他是老板，对吧？
You're the boss. Lord. On one occasion, Peter said, not so, Lord.
有一次呢，彼得说呢，不要这么做，主。
You can't say that.
你不能这么说的。
You can say not so.
你不能跟主说不，不是这样。
Or you can say Lord. But if you say not so Lord, you're saying you're not Lord. You're not Lord. Not so Lord. Well, he's not Lord. If you say not so.
如果你又说呢，主啊，必不如此，又说是主，这个你这两个是矛盾的，因为你说主呢，就是他一定是对的。你要说必不如此呢，就相当于你说他不是主。
He is the master, we are the servants.
对，他是主，我们是仆啊。
The servants have no rights.
仆人是没有什么权利的。
I have a copy of my great grandfather's will.
我呢，有一个我曾祖父的遗嘱的复印件。
1838 in the state of Tennessee in the South United States.
1838年在田纳西州啊，美国的南部的一个州写了一个遗嘱。
And in a copy of his will, he gives everything that he owns, he gives it away to his wife and to his children.
在他的遗嘱里呢，他把他一切所有的呢给了他的太太和孩子。
So, it's interesting, his name was Joseph and his wife's name was Anne.
很有意思，他的名字叫 Joseph, 他太太名字叫 Anne.
So, in the will, he says, to my beloved wife, Anne, I give. And then he starts listing the house and the property and the barn and the wagon and the livestock.
他就说呢，
remember all that?
他就说呢，我现在把他立遗嘱上，他说我要把这些东西给我的妻子和孩子啊，他就开始列表啊，的房子，这种地产，车子啊，然后呢牲畜啊，然后债券，就给列出来。
And then he listed his slaves.
最后呢，他还列了什么？他的奴隶。
By their name.
一个一个名字写下来。
And he gave his slaves to his wife forever.
他把他的奴隶呢，给了他的太太啊，到永远。
The slave had no rights.
奴仆是没有权利的。
The master did what he wanted to do with his slaves.
那主人是做自己觉得对的事情在奴隶身上。
I believe slavery is wrong.
那我相信呢，奴隶制是错的。
I don't think one man should be able to buy another man, no matter what color his skin is.
我不相信，我不觉得任何人啊可以买卖另外一个人，无论这人肤色是什么。
But in 1838 in the South of the United States, many people owned slaves.
那在1838年那个时代呢，在美国的南部呢，很多人是家里是拥有奴隶的。
When we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, we become the slave and He becomes the Master, the Lord of our life.
那我们成为耶稣基督的仆人啊，我们接受他成为自己救主的时候呢，他是主啊，我们是仆。
I never met my great-grandfather who owned those slaves, but I would hope he would have been a good master.
我从来没有见过我的曾祖父啊和他的这些奴隶们，但我盼望呢，他是一个好的主人。
But I have met have met the Lord Jesus, and He is a good master.
就是主耶稣啊，他是真正好的主人。
He will do you no harm.
他不会伤害你。
He will take care of you all the days of your life.
他会在你一生中看顾你。
In my great-grandfather's will, he also made provision for the older slaves that he had.
在他的我曾祖父的遗嘱里，他为他一个老仆人啊，也提供了一些这个供应。
He instructed that they be cared for and taken care of, and when they die, to give them a decent burial. Right in his will.
所以在他遗嘱里，他特别提到啊，某一个老仆人，你们要好好照顾他，啊，到他死的时候，你们要好好的、体面的安葬他，这都写在遗嘱里，就是指着一个奴隶讲。
If a man who is a sinner could be that kind to his slaves, how do you think the Lord Jesus will take care of his servants?
如果一个人，他指他的曾祖父，一个罪人。都能够对自己的奴隶啊这样的一个对待，更何况我们的主，耶稣基督啊，他会对我们又是怎样
？I hope you can follow the progression on the board from man to prophet, from God to Lord.
我盼望你们能够也像这生来瞎眼的瞎子一样，走刚才的黑板上的这个过程，从人。到先知，从先知到神差来的，再到主。
Maybe it's a good time to just think of your relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ.
也许这是一个很好的机会，想一想你和主耶稣的关系。
And decide if you need to take a further step in your relationship to Him.
来想一想，你是不是可以往前进一步。在你和主的关系上上一个台阶。
He is the best of masters. I can recommend him.
他是所有主人里最好的，我向你推荐他。
Okay, let's go back to our outline. We have a few more minutes.
我们还有几分钟，我们来看这个单章。
We're still under people mentioned, and in verse 18.We have some people mentioned that have not been mentioned before.
那十八节呢，有一个前面没有提到的一种人。
Okay, and it is the Jews.
就是犹太人了。
Okay. Notice what the verse says. But the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and received his sight until they called his parents, of whom.Of who had received his sight.
犹太人不信他从前是瞎眼，后来能看见的。等到叫了他的父母来，就知道他生来是瞎眼，
Okay. So we're learning now. We're learning. Okay. Somebody tell me who is the Jews? Who are the Jews?
谁告诉我是犹太人是谁呀、
啊、？Still got Jews today?
今天还有犹太人吗
？Go like this. Yes, yes, yes. They're everywhere.
到处都是啊。
A lot of them live in Israel, but that's not the only place they live.
很多人住在以色列，但并不是唯一的地方。
If somebody said to you, "Who are Jews anyhow?" How would you answer that?
有人问你呢，谁是犹太人啊？那你怎么回答
？Okay, how would you answer anybody?
Abraham's descendants.
Abraham's descendants.What if I said to you, who is Abraham?
然后我问你谁是亚伯拉罕呢
I don't know who Abraham is.
亚伯拉罕是谁 Chosen by God.
Chosen by God. Okay, Jews are chosen by God. Okay.
Obey the Old Testament.
Old Testament. Old Testament.
Sorry, what?
Old Testament, the believing Old Testament.
The believing Old Testament. Well, is it Old Testament? You got that right. Most of the time they didn't believe. But I know what you're saying. You're not wrong, but we have to...
旧约你说对了，但是大部分时候他们旧约也不信的。
Okay. Did God choose the Jews because they were the best people?
所以神选犹太人是他们最好的人吗？
I don't know why he chose the Jews, actually.
我也不知道为什么要选犹太人。
I've been to Israel a few times, and sometimes they're not very easy to get along with the Jews.
我去过以色列几次啊，不是特别好相处啊。
Some of you are going on a trip. Anybody in this room going on a trip in April to Israel? Who's going?
谁这个四月份要去以色列的？
Yeah, you're going. Oh, good, good. First time? Second time, okay.
Almost
the first time. Okay. You will really enjoy it.
You will really enjoy it.
Yeah, it will be great. So the Jews. The Jews were a people that God said, these are my people, and I'm going to show the world that I am your God and that you are my people.
以色列是这样一个民族，是神说他是我的民，我要向他们显明我是他的神，我是他们的神，他们是我的民。
So, unfortunately, in many ways,It was the Jewish nation that rejected the Lord Jesus.
但很不幸的是，恰恰是这个犹太民族，他们拒绝了主耶稣。
The Jewish nation thought that they were better than everybody else because they had the Ten Commandments, and they had Moses, and they had the temple, and they had all these wonderful things, and they thought we.Are the people of God? We got it all.
以色列人认为他们比别的人都好，因为他们很自豪的以他们所拥有的十诫、摩西、圣殿，一切的这个旧约的东西，所以他觉得我们是最好的。
So, in the story of the New Testament.Jesus came to be their king. Remember about Matthew? We put that on the board. Matthew said, the king is coming. The king is here.
在新约里面，耶稣是以王的身份来到犹太人当中的，就像马太福音里面讲的。
And Israel as a nation did not want him to be their king.
但是犹太人作为一个整体，一个民族，他们是不想耶稣做他们的王的。
Have you ever met a Jew, a Jewish person? Have you ever met one? And have you ever talked to them about their relationship to God?
你有没有碰到过一个犹太人啊？然后你跟他聊过他们和神的关系？
if you have, I would like for you to tell us something if you can.
如果你有过这样的经历，你可以跟我们分享一下。
Okay, I was on an airplane one time, and I was talking to a Jewish man. He had his cap, his hamaka on. Okay, I talked to him.
我在飞机上碰到过一个犹太人，戴了个小圆帽子。
I said to him, "You are a very blessed man to be a Jew."
我跟他说呢，哎呀，你成为犹太人很蒙福啊。
And he said, "You are the second person that ever told me that, and the other person was a born again Christian. Are you a born again Christian?" He said to me.
然后他说呢，你是我一生第二个人跟我这么说。第一个呢是一个重生的基督徒，你是不是也是？
I said, "By the way, I am. Yes, I am born again."
我就回答说，是的，我也是。
And so, as I talked to this man, I realized I knew more about the Jews than he did.
当我跟他聊的时候呢，我意识到我对犹太人的了解比他还多。
Yeah. So every Jewish person does not necessarily read or study the Bible.
所以，犹太人啊，并不真的都读圣经的。
And the Bible talks about, let's see if we can get this in translation here. The Bible talks about they're not all Jews who are Jews.
所以圣经这么说的，犹太人啊，并不是真的犹太人，并不都是真犹太人。
Yeah. What that means is, not every Jew understands that they are to have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ.
意味着呢，肉身的犹太人并不都理解，都知道他们需要跟神有一个关系。
That's like saying not every Jew understands. Even though physically they are Jews, they don't understand spiritually what that means.
所以即便他们肉身呢都是犹太人，但是属灵上他们并不知道犹太人的意义是什么。
I think we could illustrate that by saying not all Christians are Christians.
我们也同样可以应用在基督徒身上，并不是每一个基督徒都是真基督徒。
See, because you say to someone, "Are you a Christian?" and they say, "Well, yes, I was born in the Catholic Church. I'm a Christian."
那你问一个人，你是基督徒吗？他说是啊，我是在天主教会出生的，所以我是基督徒。
Or are you a Christian? Yes, I was baptized in a Baptist church. Yes, I am a Christian.
你是基督徒吗？是的，我在浸信会受洗过，所以我是基督徒。
So what that possibly could mean is that they don't really understand what a Christian is, and so in that sense, not all Christians are real Christians.
对，这里的原因是呢，你问的这个人他可能不明白基督徒的意思是什么，所以呢，并不是所有基督徒都是真基督徒。
The Bible is very, very clear that God has turned His attention to the Gentile nations after Israel rejected their King, the Lord Jesus.
圣经讲得很清楚。神呢，把他的注意力呢转向了外邦人。当犹太国整个以国为整体呢拒绝了耶稣基督之后
，Does anybody here think you have in your family tree? Do you think anybody here might be a Jew? Are there any Jews?
有没有在座的？你可以往上倒你的家谱，能倒到犹太人有关系的。
I'm not. I just,
我不是。他说我。
But it's possible that you could somehow maybe be. Yeah. Okay. So when the Jewish nation rejected Jesus, God said to the Jewish nation, "Hold it. I'm going to open the door of salvation to everybody now. You didn't want Jesus. Now he's become the savior of the world. Not just the Jew. Anyone who believes in him can now be part of my family."
所以当犹太人在2000年前他们 一个整体拒绝了耶稣以后呢，神说好，你现在放在一边，我呢要把这救恩给到全部的人。那现在耶稣是成世人的救主，意味着地上的每一个人都能接受他。
I'm going to close our session today by saying, if you are not a Jew, then everybody else is called Gentile in the Bible.
今天最后呢，我们讲这个概念。如果你不是一个犹太人，除了犹太人以外的每一个人，在圣经里都叫做外邦人。
So Americans are Gentiles, and Chinese are Gentiles, and Russians are Gentiles, and everybody who's not a Jew is a Gentile.
所以呢，美国人是外邦人，中国人是外邦人，俄国人也是外邦人，只要不是犹太人，在圣经里就是外邦人。
So there's one other group of people. There's Jews, and there's Gentiles, and there's one other group of people in the world right now. Who do you think they are?
所以现在我们有两群人出来了，有犹太人，有外邦人，地上还有另外的一群人，是谁呢？
That's right. Cool.
就是教会了。
It's called the Church of God.
就是神的教会。
The Church of God. Not a denomination.
不是一个宗派啊。
But it's called the, so you're either a Jew or you're a Gentile. Or if you're a Jew who believes or a Gentile who believes, you can be in the Church of our God, our Lord Jesus Christ, His Church.Not Baptist or Catholic or Pentecostal or Brethren, but the Church of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以大家看呢，有一群的人叫犹太人，有一群人呢叫外邦人。那接受基督成为救主的犹太人和接受基督的外邦人，他们都被分别出来，叫做普世的教会。这不是一个宗派，不是什么天主教、浸信会啊、弟兄会，跟这个没有关系。就是凡重生得救的，神都分别出来，成为地上的。教会啊，这是第三群的人。
We'll pick up with these thoughts next week.
我们下周会继续这个概念。
Okay, Josh is going to close us in prayer in Chinese.
好，Josh弟兄带我们做一个结束的祷告。
天上阿爸父，你感谢赞美您，为我们这一群渴慕您话语的孩子聚在一起来学习您的话语，也谢谢您通过您的仆人。Joris 弟兄为我们解读您属灵的话语和这些智慧，天上阿爸父，也谢谢您带领我们这个教会的众弟兄姊妹，特别是那些年老的弟兄和姊妹，哈勒的弟兄，求您为他的健康，您可以保守他，也求您这圣灵能够保守艾德克弟兄，因为他在巴哈马传教，也求您可以把他平安的带回来。天上阿爸父，也求您保守我们在国内的这些弟兄姊妹的家人们，在这场病毒的搅扰当中，求您给他们有一颗平安的心，也求您祝福他们能够有一个健康的身体来远离这场病毒的骄傲。天上阿父，也求您祝福下午按姊妹给这些教会的姊妹们的教导，我们把这样的祈求盼望和感恩都交托在您的手上，如此的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名求，
阿门。